Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody?
We back.
I'm the blanket man, Matthew, and of course to my left is the beautiful Tired Taylor. What's up, man?
Ooh, thanks for bringing me in like that.
I love it.
Hashtag
No shoes, no shirts, no service. Mm. I really want to get some girls to do our intro.
Oh, yeah, like in Spanish.
Well, I was thinking some girls doing the show, eating a sandwich.
Oh.
And we'll just leave it at that.
No one ever died making a sandwich, Matt. No one ever died making a sandwich.
Nope. The lights flash, but no one's ever died.
That is true. No one. What's up, buddy? I am excited. We just wrapped up Chapter 7 on Lewis Howes' book, The School of Greatness.
I love it. I love it. So what'd you think?
What did I think? I think that I've set my book down and I cannot find it. I think I'm unprepared. What did I do with my book?
Hi-yo.
Everybody panic. What did I do with my book? Yeah, it was on the table, but it's not. It was on the table, but it's not.
No big deal. Just trying to run a professional podcast here. Anyway, while you're looking for your book,
call back and we'll do the show next Tuesday. Okay, got my book. Here we go. I'm going to bust this in. Here we go, guys. Smooth transition. Chapter 8, Live a Life of Service. Let me read you the parts that stood out to me. Sometimes you just have this inner voice that compels you. It's your future self speaking to your present self, saying, follow me. This is who and what you are meant to be. Matt talks about that often. Everyone on semester at sea did this thing where they would collect one thing per day, a beer bottle, a funny hat, or they got a T-shirt, or they looked at a photo of a Beanie Baby in front of a landmark, or took a photo of a Beanie Baby in front of a landmark. My thing was asking one kid per country what they would want if they could have anything in the world. For a college kid to have this kind of awareness of others and that kind of empathy was inspiring. That's such a powerful thing. Everybody's over here playing grab A, and this guy's asking, what would change your life? If you could have anything in the world, what would it be? He's a college student. Everybody else is playing grab A with Beanie Babies and funny hats, and he's really trying to get to the meat and potatoes of saving someone's life. That's inspiring. I expect to get answers from these kids that were similar to what I wanted when I was a kid, which was like a big house, a fancy car, or the latest technology. But the answers were just so different. That's me stuck because I can't flip the page. Okay. The most powerful one came from a little boy begging on the outskirts of a city, Agra, in northern India. If you could have anything in the world, what would it be? He simply replied with, I want a pencil. Why did he want a pencil? He wanted a pencil for the L in BLS. He wanted to learn. Because the way to get out of an impoverished situation is to learn. How to get health, wealth, love, and happiness is to learn. Every one of those aspects you have to learn. Okay? He wanted to learn. All this little boy, this beggar, on the outskirts of a city of Agra in northern India, all he wanted was a pencil so he could learn. How powerful is that? That puts your wants and your thoughts and your needs into perspective. When you're asking for that big house, the fast cars, and latest technology, just remember, there's someone on the other side of the world that wants a pencil. Something, you know, you go to school. We're mandated to go to school. It's against the law for kids to skip school. If you don't go to school, a truancy officer will come and get you. If you miss a few days of school, you start getting fined. Your parents will get tickets because you don't go to school. Welcome to America. Enjoy it. Feel blessed. Be grateful that you get this because there is a little street beggar in India that just wants a pencil. Back to the book. I didn't want to be a management consultant. I wanted to be somebody who builds something, specifically schools internationally for children in rural communities. But now he had the skills and support to do it. Not only was Adam mesmerized, he was inspired, the same way pianists felt about music. Adam wanted to feel that, anything really. I just wanted to feel the passion. I wanted to feel alive the way he must when he connects to that piano. He's talking about a piano look. I never felt like I was the smart kid growing up. I was drawn to learning. I yearned for knowledge, and I valued every type of education on my path to success. Again, learning. Greatness to me is just being about being there for people. Living life that is others oriented is where you achieve greatness. If you want to achieve those things, I've learned you have to actively and regularly help other people with their own wants and needs. Only then, when you've moved away from selfishness, can your winning team truly thrive. In our self-centered world, it is easy to buy into the me mentality. We are constantly told to get ahead. We must invest in ourselves. And then once we've made it, we can give back. Giving back can be a vehicle to making it. If we align our service with our passion, without service, achievement is empty. I don't think traditional charity is the only way to act with purpose and be of service to others. Every day I wake up and feel excited to do my... I highlight this because this is me. This is truly how I feel. This is perfect. Every day I wake up and feel excited about my podcast, not because of the important people I get to meet, but rather because I get to serve as a conduit between them and my audience. I get to learn and help others too at the same time. That's my point. You can be of service by following your passion. Following your passion instead of settling, submitting yourself as a part of a larger goal, that is the first step in being of service to others. I hope you'll also see how you can apply your gifts to a big cause and give back without any strings. It took me a long time to understand how crucial a life of service is achieving greatness in any discipline. Nelson Mandela, I want to end on this quote, so I won't read it right now. But living a life full of purpose, love, and dignity for yourself and for others. Powerful.
Beautiful. Powerful. Very beautiful. So what do you rate that chapter?
I know I said a 5 earlier. But I got to be honest with you. I hadn't read the whole chapter.
A 10.
No, you better stop it. I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 7. I'm going to give it a fair shake. To me, it's a 7. I like certain points. I think certain points were very strong. I think that, if you know, it is important. And listen, I gave the chapter a 5 earlier because I kept saying, this doesn't apply to me. This isn't my passion. This isn't where I feel good, you know. And then I talked to you, and I was like, you know what? Matt was telling me today that he didn't used to feel this way either. He didn't used to feel like, you know, to be of service of others and to help in your community. You didn't feel like those things were a necessity as well. And then after reading this chapter and speaking with you, it brought it into perspective that that's exactly what I should be doing. That's exactly what I should be aiming for, and that's exactly what I should do.
Mm-hmm. That's very enlightening. I'm glad that you came to that decision, because when we were talking earlier today, it was what we used to think. But now I'm glad that this chapter has opened your mind on that.
Sure. Sure, absolutely,
so,
my man.
I'm excited. I'm excited. So that means you're going to go ahead and do not only more for your community, but more for the others around you, right?
More for my community, more for others around me, and more for myself. You know, mm-hmm. I don't have to give in specific ways. That's the beautiful thing I learned about this chapter is I'm free to do whatever I want. I'm free to give in any way that I can. I'm not bound to giving by, you know, any kind of stereotypical way. I can give the way that makes me feel the best.
Exactly. That's good.
So,
that's good.
This podcast, I feel like I'm giving. That's why I highlight what he said, because he said, you know, this podcast to him is a form of his giving. It's a conduit between the people and his thoughts and ideas and his passion. I'm sharing this knowledge and passion and love with everybody that'll listen. And that's my way of giving. And I'm giving it free. And I'm giving 5 nights a week. And I'm giving anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half, 5 nights a week to help others to serve others through this podcast.
That's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we thank you for the time that you do give up. Because you do have a family, you do have a full-time job, and we want to say thank you. So
thank you.
All right. Well, that concludes
our
show.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. I love this more than anything. More than I love Hershey chocolate bars.
Ooh, that's pretty good too. That's really good.
Not as much as I love Cherry Coke though.
Ooh. Well, did you have one for dinner?
Nope. I have not had one.
Good.
It's around 4 o'clock.
Good.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, keep up the good work. Now, let's get into my thoughts on the chapter.
Yeah,
so
break it down.
I'm going to go on a little tangent or a little rant. Got a lot of plethora of knowledge in this area because I do give a lot back not only to my community, but the ones around me, not only so close, but also far away. Now, you've heard me bash this book, give it a 5, a 4, a 2, a 1, a 6 for this chapter. Before I tell you what I rated, let me get into what Gandhi said. He said the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself at the service of others.
Oh, now you're closing us out with that quote then. I was hiding it from everybody.
Now, we're all on different journeys, my friend. When we're laying on our deathbeds, it's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about power. It's about what people think. It's about what we leave. The loved ones we've loved. Did I give it all that I had? Was I able to help anyone? And as our journey ends, this is the way I see it. When we're laying on our backs at the funeral home, they will not talk about our success. They will not talk about our lives. What they will talk about is the people that we touched and the things that we did in life. That's the difference in our lives. They want to talk about the difference we made not only in our lives but the lives around us. I'm a big,
Let me make it really simple for you. What Matt is saying is what my homie, my ace, my dude, Randy Travis says. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind when you go.
Exactly. Words couldn't describe it any better, my friend. Now, Zig Ziglar once said, you can have everything in life. Yeah, have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. So let's get into the book. That was just my little rant because this is very near and dear to my heart because I do a lot of service. I work at food banks. I do a lot of stuff in my community. I'm all about it. So after everything Tiger has touched on, that's some of the things that I wanted to talk about, but I'm going to steer clear of what he talked about because I don't want to steal his shine. So on page 10, he talks about the purpose is helping kids learn and to follow their dreams. To me, that was one of the most important things in this freaking book, was that the purpose is helping not only kids, but everyone else learn and follow their dreams. Throw away this book, keep that. That's what I see so far. And then he talks about, I can hear the purpose in his voice. Sometimes you have just the inner voice. That's it. All it can be is just a whisper, and sometimes it's gone. So pay attention. Know thyself. Know yourself. Know when something's talking to you. Journal. Write. Get alone. Walk. Exercise. Know thyself. And know when that little voice is talking to you. Because if you don't listen to it, I believe that voice will leave. Now, on page 220, he talks about making it if we were align our service with our passion. Without service, achievement is empty. Just like Gandhi said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
And lose yourself in the moment. You own it. You better never let it go.
As Eminem would say, yes, yes. Most definitely. Now, as we get into the exercises, we're going to talk about write down something that simply you can do daily. Just the little things. But I say go above and beyond that, my friends. Challenge yourself. Step outside. Know yourself. Give everything. And it doesn't take much. It doesn't take anything. This gentleman started his Pencils to Promise with a $25 check and has never looked back. And he's building schools in third world countries. All it takes is a vision, the $25. Some of us, it's going to take more, but that's all you really need is vision and two people to believe in you, yourself and someone else. And you can move the mountains. It might take one stone at a time, but you can move the mountains. So I picked out three things that I think this book is worth buying, and that's it. Three things. And it's at the end of the book. And they are less than a sentence long. If it wasn't for that right there, I would give this chapter a 3.
Ooh.
But you pick out what you deem is important. Have a vision.
Sure.
Give not only your time, but yourself. Go ahead, Tiger, but it's all you, bro.
No. So what do you give this chapter overall now?
I give it a 6. It was very, okay. Very in detail. I'm sorry, not very in detail, but it had a great story to it. And as someone that does do a lot for the community, maybe whenever we get into the exercises, it will bring more light to the subject. But as of right now, probably about a 4 to a 6. But those three things that I said and you said, those are just absolutely what makes the book. Just to listen to your voice. Listen to your voice. And have a passion. And have a vision. And give yourself away. So 4 things. Passion, vision, give yourself away.
I love it, man. I love it. Overall, I'm going to give this book a 7. Overall as a whole. This chapter, I'm going to give the book a 7. And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
This book is my first workbook. So it was exciting. It was exciting that at the end of every chapter there were exercises. And he gives us 3 exercises per chapter. And I would be just bursting at the seams to do the exercises. And I journaled along in a, you know, 3-ring binder every chapter, every exercise. So it was the first time I ever got to do that. I really enjoyed that process. I'm going to give this book overall a 7 out of 10 stars.
That's amazing.
What do you give it as a whole?
As a whole, 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10.
Yeah,
what
it's not my
did
first
you
book.
Like? No, it's not.
What I liked was chapter 1 and chapter 8.
And that's what would push you up to a 4.
Yeah, that's what pushed me up to a 4. But I'm very critical, though. I'm very critical. And whenever I write a book, I want the fans' feedback, their honest feedback. Because to me, chapter 1 was great. Do your day, plan out your day every night before you go to bed. Plan out your next day. But for the rest of it, honestly, it was just filler. I didn't have to hear about his family 24/7. I didn't have to hear about all the people that he met. I didn't have to hear about any of that. If this is going to be the school of greatness, I need to be doing work to become great. And I didn't get a lot of work out of this.
Oh, okay.
What is your thoughts on
that? To me, I got a lot of work out of it. But again, it's my first form book. I have nothing to compare it to.
Right.
So, to me, I'm like, I was really filled. What is filled?
Right. I just was not a fan of it at all. 1 and 8 was the only chapters that really got me. But I'm used to doing workbooks that have something you have to search deep for in every page. Every page. I'm looking at one right now that talks about the first greatest obstacle to success for most people is the belief in themselves. Once people figure out what their sweet spots are, then it talks about that, and he says, what are your beliefs about yourself? So we write down our beliefs. The next page, let me turn the page, it has, how do these beliefs affect your behavior? Describe the types of person you believe you can become. Complete the sentence, I have the potential to become what? And it just over and over and over for 12, 13, 14 chapters. 195 pages of just workbook. Now that's a workbook.
Now that is a workbook.
Yeah, it really is.
You want to know something that you didn't like about this book also?
What?
That you said earlier in an earlier podcast, you didn't like how much it cost.
Yeah, the price was a little too much. But hey, I'm not opposed if you're going to get your hustle on and sell a book for $25. But yeah, it was a little too much to get no real work out of it.
Okay.
When it says school of greatness, I think school. Whenever I think school, I think paperwork. I think studying. I think about research. None of that. Did you do a whole lot of research in this book?
No. Researching inside of myself, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
These chapters I took very seriously.
Right.
You know, again, it was my first workbook. It's the first thing that I've ever read. And, whoa, he's really challenging me. Whoa, he's really taking the time to see how I feel about his book, you know.
That's it. You make me want to write a workbook now.
You think you could do better?
It's not that I could do better. I think it'd be more challenging. Now, this was a good book to start off with. It honestly was. But
yeah,
if
they never bought a workbook, would you suggest it?
Oh, yeah. That'd be one of the first ones I suggest. Once you become
like
seasoned,
if they said,
you'll... Go ahead, buddy.
The baby's first workbook?
Yeah. Now, the reason why I bought it, not only because you made me, but it's because I listened to his podcast. And I know that...
Sorry.
Literally, we've talked about this. Everything that he talks about on his podcast is in this book.
Yes, everything he talks about, the people he references, have all been on his podcast. You are correct.
Right.
You can save yourself a read and just listen to his podcast. However, you cannot get... Sorry, I was looking at something. Are you in the chat tonight?
Yeah, nobody in the chat right now, my friend.
Okay. I just got on and it said somebody, there were two users. So I was like, oh no.
Oh, the two users are you and I. Because I'm logged in and you're logged in.
I got excited. So, yeah. You know, but listen, guys, we forgot to tell you at the beginning of the show to rate and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Matt and Tiger BLS. We would love to hear some feedback. You know, I feel like we did a good service for Lewis Howes because overall, even though you gave this book a 4, I gave this book a 7. We both stand by it and say you should buy this book if you're not seasoned when it comes to workbooks. If you've never done a workbook before, we highly suggest this one. I've never done one, so I was thrilled to do this one. Matt gives it a 4. However, he says, if you've never done workbooks, this is the workbook for you. I would like to reach out to Lewis at some point and talk to him about coming on here and talking about his book. But one service that we're doing for him is giving him unasked advice. He didn't come to us. He didn't ask us our opinion. We were motivated and influenced by Lewis Howes and took the initiative to read his book because he is someone that we follow. He is someone that we consider a mentor. And we took his, we bought his book, and we're giving honest feedback. You know, we could have read this book and gave every chapter an 8 to a 10 every time. We could have been like, oh, my gosh, you know, but we didn't. We're giving you our honest thoughts. So I think that that's something that's important for everybody to do, even if it feels like it's going to possibly offend someone with honesty. I don't think you can go wrong with honesty.
No. You can't go wrong with honesty. Yeah, and if you think it's greater than a 4 or a 6, let us know. If you think it's less than a 4 or 6, let us know. I would love to sit and chat about it. There's some things that I did get out of this book. I try to get something out of anything.
I
enjoyed it.
Take what you like and forget the rest.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was really nice. And I got to get with Tiger and listen to what he thought about it. It's very exciting. Very exciting. But I do recommend this book. Do read it. You'll find something in it.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't, you're not looking.
Mm-hmm. So, I seen this picture today.
Okay.
And it was... Sorry, I'm getting off subject.
Okay, we'll move on. We've covered the chapter.
It was of this man. He has kids. But he is absolutely stunning. But he thinks he's horrible. I don't understand. Well, how come we see one thing and people think they see another? Why is that?
I don't know. It's not poor body image. I think that, you know, when you love someone, love is blind. And when you care about someone, love is blind. You know, you don't see flaws in your friends. You don't see flaws in those that you love and care about. The old saying...
Oh, I see flaws in my wife all the time.
Bang, bang. So, you know, that's why they say love is blind. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I truly believe that. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe, you know, people just, they see the good in just in their friends. Nobody ever sees the bad in their friends or, you know, they wouldn't be friends with them.
No, go ahead, buddy. I just seen something. So Ty Lopez, as we talk about Ty, on his little Facebook /Instagram/whatever, he says, you have to learn that sometimes the best defense in life is just to disappear. The best defense in life is just to disappear. Is that a true story?
I don't know what that means.
Do you believe that's true? I think when the, he says the best defense in life is just to disappear. So,
I don't think so at all.
If someone's attacking you, you're on the defense. And is it better to just a bit disappear?
No, you wouldn't leave. You wouldn't run away. You wouldn't leave. You would try to fight back. You would, you know, protect yourself. And you would strike back
right.
And calculate movements. If we're talking about a fight, you would cover up. You would cover where you're vital. You would cover where they're swinging the most. You would protect your head, and you would start to watch. You would look through your own hands. You would look through your arms. You would start moving your head just side to side ever so slightly, about 6 inches each way. Just take it off center, just 6 inches, just 6 inches. Now you're starting to bob. Now you're starting to move. You're getting your shoulders down with it. Now you're rolling with some punches. Your hands are up. He's going to the body. You pull down. You crouch. Okay, now what you do is you start looking at his timing. You start looking at his rhythm. He's throwing 1-1-2, 1-1-2, 1-1-2-3. Now you're timing him out. You're covered up. You're protected. Now you calculated strike back. He throws a 1, and you come in with a 2. He throws a 2, you come in with a 3. Why would you run? Why would you disappear? What are we, David Copperfield?
Yeah, that's what I just wanted to get your thoughts, because I didn't know if it was a Muay Thai thing, because I know Bruce Lee had a lot of quotes on just going with the flow, but I don't know. I thought it was very delusional thinking.
It's very, listen, sometimes I think self-help guys, us included,
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people should stay in their lane. The problem
stay in your lane.
Is people get out of their lane. People start talking mm-hmm. about things they have no idea about, but they have a following. They feel like they're obligated to push content, and they start talking ridiculous. Okay, listen, what's the best way to not get punched in a fight? It's to not be
wear
there.
Glasses.
That's a good way to just say, are you going to hit a man in glasses? What are you trying to take my eyes out? Listen, man, the best way to get punched is to not be there. So if you throw a straight right, I'm going to nod my head 6 inches off center, and you're going to miss my head. You're throwing a right, I'm nodding to the right.
Does that mean that disappear? Because you said not be there.
Well, that's the only thing I can think of what he means. But disappear, I think of disappear your whole body.
Right. Yeah, that's what I think, too.
I've never seen John Jones disappear in a fight. What I've seen him do is make calculated strikes and kick the crap out of whoever else is in there with him. Another thing
right.
is, let's say that you're doing a business deal. You're doing a business sale, and you're trying to close at a certain percent. The business deal's not going mm-hmm. the way you want it to go. So what, you just crawl under the table and then belly crawl out the door and shut the door? Like, what do you mean disappear? That's awful advice. The best defense is to disappear.
Yeah, the best defense is an offense. Yeah, I think you should work on your weaknesses, because you're only as strong as your weaknesses. And once you build those weaknesses up, you'll be unstoppable.
You'll be Matt Waits.
Yeah. Oof. You don't want to be this guy. I'm just kidding.
Hi-yo. So if anybody is tuning in live right now, I just tweeted out a phone number for you to call in. Let's see here. I'm going to tell you guys. We have the chat open right now. And let's just kind of freestyle. Let's get some people in here. Let's get some attention going. Listen, guys, you can call in right now at 1-657-383-1506. Again, that number is 657-383-1506. One more time, coming in hot. 657-383-1506. Call in, chat, let us know what you think about what Ty said. Let us know, and tell us your interpretation of disappear. What does disappear mean to you? Oh, because I'm really confused by it.
So
it's a very.
I'm sitting here in my office, got my new Tidal boxing gloves on, ready to go to work.
We'll just disappear.
Ready to go to work, man. My wife went to CrossFit this morning. I went to the gym. I'm not big on CrossFit. And I've had these gloves laying around for a while because my gym just got new heavy bags. They do like a boxing class. And I'm super excited to get in there and just burn some calories.
Oh, we have 3 people in the chat now.
Oh, hey.
A second. What's it look like to you? Looks like you're in twice somehow. That's impossible.
Yeah, it looks like that's what... So
our computer stuck in the matrix.
So is there anything that you want to get off your chest, or you have any thoughts, or...
No, you were just telling us about CrossFit and your boxing.
Oh, that was it, man. I'm excited to get back into boxing. Wasn't really big into it before, but it is a good way to burn some calories and burn some fat. Really, really enjoy it. As long as it doesn't
hit
that.
You know the best way? The best way to get in shape at the gym? Is to disappear.
What?
Don't be there.
Don't be there. Instead, just go to Taco Bell.
Just disappear from there and wind up in Taco Bell. Have you been listening to a lot of Thai lately?
No, I have not.
I can't get it.
I haven't. Really?
Oh, can't get enough.
Why is that?
I don't know. My homie Michael Jackson once told me, don't stop till you get enough. Come on. But you don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. And I haven't gotten enough of it lately. So I haven't stopped.
So now that we've finished...
One time this jerk, I was filling out the edit info, the episode info where you go like Matt Tiger BLS Chapter 8 review. This jerk read what I put out, and they were like, hey, Tiger, how about next time whenever you drop a show, you proofread? Well, tonight, remember I told that idiot jerk, I said, hey, idiot jerk, you're focused on the wrong thing. If you're focused on my grammar and my spelling, you're focused on the wrong thing. You'll never get ahead. You'll never succeed because you're focused on the wrong things. Do you remember that? Ty Lopez used to tell people on Meerkat and Periscope, if you're worried that I'm not fixing my hair before I do this interview, you're focused on the wrong thing. You're focused on what his hair looks like, not what the message is. You're never going to get it because you're focused on the wrong thing. Let me tell you what I'm focused on tonight. Matt and Tiger, Chapter 8 Review. 8 in review has no space. Welcome to Matt and Tiger BLS. Let's jump right in. Tonight we're discussing Chapter 8 Live, A Life of Service. I, Matt, always love to starry. You mean start. S-T-A-R-Y. I love to starry the show with a quote or question. Whoever renders service to many puts himself in line for greatness. Great wealth, that's W-E-A-L-T-H-M, great wealth, great return, great satisfaction, great reputation, and great joy. That's a Jim Rohn quote. Freaking love it. I was reading that. That's what made me see all this. What is your personal avenue for service? Service is easy. Write down something simple you can do today to give back to your family, community, friends, or strangers. That's awesome advice. That is amazing. Reminder, follow us on iTunes, Twitter, Instagram, Matt and Tiger BLS. Showtime is that. And then for our tag, community, hashtag community is spelled wrong. C-O-M-M-U-I-N-T-Y.
I wonder if I ever did that.
but you know what?
Sounds like you messed up again, my friend.
Right, but you know what? I did, and guess what? People that see that are going to complain are focused on the wrong thing. Right, Matt?
Right. That's exactly right.
You're focused on the wrong thing. If you're only focused on our grammar or my grammar, my spelling, and my, you know, whenever I set up these show notes, I'm not setting up the show. I'm not writing and filling in this information to make you want to tune in. I'm hoping the knowledge I'm giving, the advice I'm giving, what I learned from books, all that stuff is making you want to tune in.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I hope our words. I know we're trying to reach a little bit, but we're at the end of the book and we've talked about everything. But we want you to get something of importance out of our podcast. And we're still new. We've only been doing it for 2-3 months, not even that. Full time, 5 days a week. Now, so.
So I want to do a show on health. You and I had a lengthy talk on health today. What day, one of your drive home talks needs to be strictly health related. I don't know if you want to do that. What's tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow, I work tomorrow's late tomorrow night.
6:30 drive home, right? Tomorrow's a 6:30
yeah.
drive home.
It's a late day tomorrow.
Baby,
now,
I don't
mind
have
you,
enough time to throw it together. Yeah.
Yeah, mind you that Tiger and I discussed this today, and he was like, Matt, do you ever fill out a place? I was like, what are you talking about? Well, you're a bigger guy, and you're in the health industry. I was like, oh, yeah, out of place all the time. Now, we've talked about this on other podcasts, about people saying things of what they think about you. Don't let that become your reality. I put in a lot of hard work.
It's projected thinking.
Exactly. Don't listen to them, my friend. I never did. I still don't, because I know what's in me. I know what I have learned. I know what I read daily. And I've put in the time. Now, I might not look up
what?
I'm in the health and fitness industry, but truly I am. Go ahead, Tiger. What were you going to say?
Yeah, you know, the reason I asked is, you know, I'm having a trouble right now quitting soda. I know all the stuff, so you can send it to me on Twitter. I'll read everything you send me. But it's so hard to quit. I know how bad it is for me. It just tastes so good. It's satisfying. I enjoy it. I have an emotional connection to it. I absolutely love it. And I was asking Matt, what are some ways I can quit? Like, what are, and he said, you have to find a motivation to quit. And I said, my only motivation to quit would be vain, out of vanity. And he said, that's not enough. And I said, man, I just don't have anything else. Like, if someone was going to say, you got to quit, why? It would strictly be just a vanity answer. So that's what I'm battling with. Well, Matt is a certified personal trainer. And he told me one time, he's like, man, I hate going to conventions with the other personal trainers. And I said, why? And he goes, because I don't look like them, and I feel like they judge me for it. And he said, my looks don't represent my actions. He said, when we have to do the physical part of the certification, you know, complete the exercises, perform them, he said, I leave everybody in the dust. I run just as hard as everybody. I lift heavier than everybody. And he goes, but, you know, my body doesn't reflect their body, because everybody has a different body type. And he says it makes him very insecure. He doesn't like that feeling either, but he's learning to move past that and, you know, excel in his industry. I told him today, I said, the reason why I brought it up too is Tim Ferriss always says what he does when he's looking to shortcut or, you know, life hack things that people do. He looks for people in positions that they shouldn't be in. He doesn't go up to a sprinter who's 6 foot, lean, 5% body fat, you know, high insertion calves, athletic, who can run a 40-yard dash in under 5 seconds. He looks for people who are built with a dad bod, but somehow can run a, you know, run that, or, you know, maybe a discus thrower that don't look like the other discus thrower, but outperforms them. He finds out what they do, what their shortcut is, what their hack is. And I told Matt, you're the pink elephant in the fitness industry, and you're very successful as a personal trainer and a health coach. How do you do it? What is your trick? What do you do different than everybody else that sets you apart?
See, this is the thing that I do. Yeah, I'm a certified personal trainer. I'm also a health and nutrition coach, and not only a lifestyle coach. I wear many hats. I don't have just one definition. I do one-on-ones. I talk to people about their addictions. And the reason why I feel like I'm great at my job is because I've had those addictions myself, and I still battle those addictions. Still, so that gives me, you know, whenever people talk about, well, what gives you the right to talk to, what gives you this, what gives you the right to talk to NBA athletes? Telling you what, I was a college athlete. I have the right. I'm bigger. I have problems with eating, problems with motivation, just like anyone else. Problems with being lazy. I've been there. I know how to fix it. And like I told Tiger, I'm currently on 2016 is my health regimen. I'm going to get down to the weight I haven't been since, geez, high school, maybe sophomore year. And I'm bound and determined by it to get there. Because I am sick and tired of people looking at me like I don't belong here. I've had people say, well, you picked the wrong industry, didn't you? But little dude, they know I've put in the hard work. People don't know the kind of work you put in. I'm constantly reading. I'm constantly watching videos. I'm reading sports and fitness journals. I've taken the courses. So don't, if this is what you really want to do in life, people, don't let them talk you out.
That's one of the things, as Matt said, with me, you know, dad bod, father of three, married. He said, who would you rather talk to? Would you rather talk to the guy that's in your shoes or been in your shoes who's now lost, you know, 30, 45 pounds on his journey down and wants to walk the journey with you? Or do you want to come in and talk to a guy who's just genetically built? He's just a, you know, a guy who's naturally carries about 8 to 10% body fat, who's super athletic, that's never really had to work for it. He can eat bacon cheeseburgers for lunch and dinner and still has rock hard abs. Or do you want to talk to the guy that's doing it, that's going through the journey, that understands when you said, I have an emotional connection with soda? He says, man, I get it. I get it, man.
Yeah, and it's not that I want Tiger to quit cold turkey. Whatever you're doing, I don't want you to quit cold turkey, unless it's drugs, of course. But Tiger's soda addiction is simple. Just cut back a little here and there. This is what I tell my clients. You're going to come in. You're going to have three to four sodas a day. Okay? This week you have four. Next week you have 3.5. After that you have 3. After that you have 2.5. And we slowly get down to we're having 1/2 of 1 a week, maybe. Or 1/2 of 1 a day. That's totally fine. As long as we can make slow progress to your goal, I'm satisfied. And I know
it's all a work in progress.
That's it.
I think that you have to have the motivation, like you said, that there has to be a bigger picture why you're doing it.
Exactly. And that's what really makes me genuine, is because I care about every client that I have. Because it brings a tear to my eyes right now, because I've had those battles. Just like I was talking to Tiger. Whenever I got into my job, I was blessed to get this job. I would drive home, and I would pass so many fast food restaurants, and I would pick up a burger every day. Every day. I bloomed out to 310 pounds. Now I'm to the point where I know my body, I know thyself, and I'll have a protein shake and some almonds on the way home. Yeah, it sucks, but you know what? I get one body. I get one home. I need to take care of it. Because no, I don't want to get on stage and talk to people and be a slob. I don't want to be like that. I deserve the best. Just like we said last night, pick your number of what you're worth and multiply it by 10. Because that's what you're truly
worth.
Ooh,
I did like that. And that was a Les Brown thing, right?
Yes, sir, it was.
Awesome. That's so, whenever you got to do his live.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah. It was an outstanding. So, yeah, anytime you guys want to talk, here in Topeka, anytime anyone wants to talk about health, nutrition, exercise, or just lifestyle coaching, let us know. I'd be more than happy to meet you one-on-one, or two-on-one, or three-on-one, or as a group.
Mm-hmm.
But just like Tiger said, if you want to learn from somebody, learn somebody that had to start from the bottom and knows every angle of what you're going through.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
No, still at the bottom.
Still at the bottom. Nope, I haven't came up quite yet.
just came up for air, but I'm tied to a 45-pound plate and it's dragging me back
up. I'm on my way right back up. You know, one thing you said that was kind of neat is set a goal. You're setting yourself up 10 pounds a month is what you must lose.
Yeah.
In January, you lost your 10. February, you said, if I lose 10 this month, I'm going to buy myself a pair of John Varvatos shoes. And he said, I think that's what you should do. You said, Tiger, I think that's what you should do. You should reward yourself if you can lose 10 pounds in a month, because that's a lot of weight. And he goes, you know, if you can lose 10 pounds in a month, buy yourself something awesome. Buy yourself something that you wanted, that you haven't spent the money on. Splurge. Give yourself a reward. And he goes, if you don't hit it, then you have to do it next month. And if you're 9 pounds in the month of March, you don't get it. But, you know, maybe April you'll finally hit that 10. Maybe it's August before you finally hit a full 10 pounds in a month. But that's what Matt's going to do. Matt's going to reward himself with purchases. He told me today, which I am so excited you're getting a pair. And we're going to be the freshest boys on the block. So
yeah, if you know me, I don't pay full price for any type of clothing, and this is going to be a big purchase for me. But 10 pounds is a lot, but I have that much excess weight to lose that in a month.
Sure.
No,
yeah, I think set a goal that's extremely hard to hit, like 10 pounds in a month, and go for it. Matt says he will lose 10 pounds in the month of February. February is a short month.
Yes, it is. Three weeks?
Yeah. What was it, like 27 days?
I'm very excited. 28
days
this time.
No, I think it was a leap year.
Yeah.
So it's 29. Awesome. 29 days, so he's 10 pounds. Jeez.
29 days.
It's not hard, but it's almost impossible.
Now. 29 days to lose 10 pounds. No, it won't be that hard.
You got to lose 2.5 pounds a week.
That's it. You can do that by cutting out soda, running 30 to 45 minutes a day, eating a salad for lunch, or losing weight's not hard. To me, it's not hard. It might be to you, but whenever I stepped on that scale and seen that 310.6, I was like, no way. And I just, after that, I started losing. Started taking it serious.
Enough was enough.
Exactly. Enough is enough. It's like going out to your car and it won't start. Grabbing your shotgun and being like, I will never drive this car again. There's no way out. You just shot up your car.
Who did that?
There's got to be... Jim Rohn talked about a guy that did that. He said he got sick and tired of his car not starting. He said, I will never drive this piece of junk again. Went out there with the shotgun and blew it to smithereens.
Jeez. That guy
has have a vision to take massive action.
That would be like, people would be like, I was so sick of Matt Waits.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Super nice guy, tells the truth all the time, and still no one loves him. I finally got one of my best friends back today.
Oh, you got one of your best friends back today?
I did.
How did you
Snapchat
reconnect with your old best friend? Snapchat brought you and an old best friend back together?
Yeah, BTJ, glad to hear. Glad to see her. Beautiful
BTJ,
beautiful
you're
girl.
Glad to hear her, glad to see her.
Yep.
Good old Snapchat brings people together.
Yes, it does. It does. And if you're not
on Snapchat, you
should follow us.
If you're not on Snapchat, you're late to the game. You might as well be Tiger Taylor. Ty Lopez preaches about it. Matt's been preaching about it forever. And I've just been late to the dance. I still don't quite understand. Snapchat. Huh? Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. It's a fun app.
It
keeps it
is
people
a fun
entertained.
App.
And it's the newest form of social media, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. A lot of people are well, it's a lot of cheating. It's a lot of cheating. If they cheat, they're going to cheat anyway, no matter if it's Snapchat or not.
Sure.
So don't worry about that, my friend.
Well, that's all you do on Snapchat.
No. Very faithful. Very faithful.
Like a dog.
I am. Like, people all the time give me crap, but I'm very faithful.
And they're always like, hey, Matt, I'm just going to beat on you. Yeah. You're like, I just want their love and affection.
Huh, buddy? What is
I
your
think that's all I
today?
Got for tonight.
That's all you got for tonight?
It is.
Yeah, we're
kind of
reaching for it. We really need to get into a really good book. Now this is over. Think and Grow Rich. Let's do that one.
Okay.
Ugh, okay. Oh, wow. He's yawning.
Yeah.
He's yawning, folks.
We're in
so,
it tonight. We're in it tonight. We're in it to win
my
it.
My apologies. Yeah, my apologies. If the show isn't that interesting tonight, trust me, we will come back better than ever Thursday night.
Yeah. If you don't like the show, listen to the last seven.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we did really good on those.
End this with a quote, my friend. It is an off night. The past 2 days have been an off night. I think it's because the weather, it's been, I don't know, but the last two podcasts have been really off. And, folks, I make you a promise that this is the only night we'll ever have a night off. Guarantee it.
Yep, because last night isn't there anymore. We'll look at it that way. All right. I'm going to end it with Nelson Mandela's quote. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. Nelson Mandela. Matt, tell us what BLS stands for since I gave the quote. We're going to team up on this tonight. Bad boys, bad boys.
Hello.
What you going to do?
I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about giving. We talked about the quiet voice. We've talked about knowing yourself. And with those things come these three things, the most important things to take with you. Believe you can. When no one else believes in you, if they look at you and say, well, I don't know why you're here, believe in yourself.
Ooh.
L is for learn. Learn everything you can. If you're lacking a skill, pick up a book. I've done it. It saved me many, many times. Something that I didn't learn in school, I picked up a book and learned it within minutes. And whenever you believe and you learn and you put those skills together, comes success. And success is all you need. Those three things. Believe, learn. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Blanket Man, Matthew. And to my left is my lovely, beautiful, slim and trim Tiger.
Ooh. Guys, have a great night. Find a way to serve others. Serve yourself in the process. Everybody's cup is almost over.